Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. We love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast. Hello, everybody. Joe McGee here. We're talking about one of my probably favorite subjects today. People used to ask me how I learned the Bible. I said, well, I went to a really good Bible school. I did. Went to a great Bible school, but that's not really where I learned the Bible. I learned mostly from teaching a chapel in a Christian school for 10 years. So I had 170 days that I taught chapel every year. I did that for 10 years. So I went from Genesis to Revelation 10 times in 10 years. I said, you know, if you go from Genesis to Revelation 10 times in 10 years, you kind of get the big picture. And so I did that, and that's where I learned a lot. But then I began to kind of develop my own method or way of study that was favorite to me. What I do is I just find a word. And so this is long before computers, and I just used a concordance. So I'd find a word, you know, like friendship. Find me 8 good scriptures on friendship. Now, there would be different ones and get different contexts. You had to watch the context. But I'd find 10 scriptures on love, or on faith, or on hate, or on tragedy, or on success, on failure. And I just found when God had something to say about everything. And so you kind of got an idea of what he thought was important. And so friendship, you know, I used to tell young people, there are more scriptures in your Bible on friends and friendship. They're not on the subject of heaven and hell. So friends must be really important. And, of course, you know that they are. You know, I remember Ned Wilson did the Cross and Switchblade movie about what he did with that Teen Challenge program. He said, I ask every one of my teenagers, my Teen Challenge program, how did you mess up? When did you get into drugs and alcohol and stealing stuff? When did you start to slip away? And he said every one of them gave him the same answer. When we started to hang with the wrong crowd. So I went to every one of my teenagers in my Teen Challenge program. When was it you started to see your child start to slide and slip away from things that they should be doing? And they said they gave him the same answer. When they started to hang with the wrong crowd. And because there's an old saying, you tell me who your friends are, and I'll tell you what you're like. You become like who you hang around. So you got to guard your heart with all diligence for the issues of life. You got to watch out who your friends are. Now, so I'm just going to read a few scriptures. Now, this is what I did. I went through and I found 10 scriptures on friends or friendships. Well, then I went back and added to it. And then, of course, we made books on it. And I've got a whole chapter that this is coming out of just on friends. Because, guys, you need to know something about friends. You're going to need a friend. Everybody needs a friend. And the Bible says a friend is somebody who will die for you, not get you killed, you know. Well, you won't have a friend until you know how to be one. So you got to get in the Bible and find out, well, what is a friend? What do they look like? What do they do? So I'll read you a few scriptures. I like this. This is Luke 2:52. This is the great one. This is the concrete one. It says, and Jesus grew. He's 12 years of age. It says, and Jesus grew in wisdom and stature, in favor with God and in favor with man. Now, what's favor with man? Well, that's friendship. John 15:13. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friend. A friend is somebody who will die for you, not somebody who's going to get you killed. A friend is somebody who's going to tell you the truth. You know, Proverbs 27:17. As iron strikes iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. Proverbs 27:5. An open rebuke is better than hidden love. Wounds from a sincere friend are better than many kisses from an enemy. Boy, that takes time for that to sink in, but that's so true. Proverbs 27:9. The heartfelt counsel of a friend is sweet as perfume and incense. Thing is, you can't have a friend until you know how to be one. So Proverbs 18:24 says, there are friends who destroy each other, but a real friend sticks closer than a brother. The only time you find out who your real friends are, you go through hell and you'll find out who your real friends are. They're the ones that stick with you. They're faithful to you and they're loyal to you. They're not just there for the good time. Matthew 7:12. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. There are certain traits about friendship. So to do that, I used to tell my kids, you've got to develop some conversation skills. And there are 3 basic things. I said, guys, you've got to know how to start a conversation, carry on a conversation, end a conversation. You got to learn how to do that. You know, we used to call it the elevator game. Pretend you're in an elevator and there's only four floors. You get in, somebody else gets on. You're not going to be in there for 30 seconds. And all of a sudden, you're adults, but you both stand at that one number. 4, 3, 2. Like, you're going to get lost. I said, don't do that. Man, start a conversation. So I always start pretty much the same way. And I say the same thing. I was just in the elevator in Nashville and got on the elevator and we're going down the bottom floor and some other people got on. And the first thing I said when the doors closed, I said, kind of hard to start a conversation in the elevator, isn't it? Well, yeah, several people started laughing, thought that was funny. So yeah. So man, it's just hard to get into a deep conversation. So I just thought I'd say hi, everybody. I introduced them. My name's Joe McGee, and here doing a seminar on marriage, and said, we're staying here, we really like this hotel. Everybody liked this hotel. And some people started answering, and we were getting off, said, hey, you eating food down here in the restaurant? So I said, yeah, man, y'all try the roast beef, it's really good. And we actually started a conversation with people. So we talk about, know how to carry on a good conversation. And we really don't talk about this much, but I deal with my kids. If you're going to have a friend, you got to know how to carry on a conversation. You got to be a good listener. Two ears, one mouth. Two ears, one mouth. Also, you need good hygiene. You're going to go out around people, make sure you brush your teeth, carry some breath mints, bathe twice a day, wash yourself, use some cologne, underarm perfume, keep your hair combed and clean. Clean up. People don't want to be around somebody nasty. So people say, well, I don't have any friends. Well, check yourself out. You got bad breath? You bathed lately? There's just certain things people like and they don't like. So anyhow, we'll give you some thoughts on this. Ecclesiastes 4:9. The Bible says two are better than one. Two are better than one. God never intended for man to be alone. Matter of fact, in Genesis 18, he said, it's not good for man to be alone. I'm going to make him a helper. That's why he made a woman. It's not good for you to be alone. You need to have somebody with you, somebody that will tell you the truth. Matthew 18:19, if any two shall ask anything of my Father in heaven, it'll be done by them here on earth. It just takes two of you to get an agreement. Agreement's a powerful thing. So I started collecting all these scriptures, so I'll give you a few of them right here. Proverbs 17:17. A friend is always loyal, and a brother is born to help in time of need. A friend is always loyal. If you got a real friend, man, you got it made. That's just a valuable thing. Proverbs 27:10. Never abandon a friend, either yours or your father's friends. Matter of fact, the Bible's clear about that. I don't need to be a friend to my friend. I need to be a friend to my father's friends. Kind of keep it in the family. I like this. Proverbs 14:7. Stay away from fools, for you won't find knowledge on their lips. Stay away from a fool. And the Bible talks about what a fool is, and there's many scriptures on it. We've gone through it on other teachings, what the Bible says about fools and scorners. And so you look that up in Proverbs. I like this. 1 Corinthians 15:33. Do not be deceived, for evil association corrupts good manners. What do you mean? You hang around bad associations, your manners aren't too good. You use slang language. You say things you shouldn't say to people you shouldn't say it to. Don't do that. Don't associate with evil people. You're going to corrupt your good manners. Proverbs 12:26. The godly give good advice to their friends, but wicked people lead their friends astray. Well, I want to go to good places. I need to make sure somebody tells me the truth. Proverbs 13:20. Walk with wise and become wise. Associate with fools, get in trouble. Man, you don't want to do that. Don't want to do that. I like this one. Proverbs 22:24, don't befriend angry people or associate with hot-tempered people, or you will learn to be like them and endanger your soul. Whoa. Proverbs 16:28, a troublemaker plants seeds of strife. Gossip separates the best of friends. Don't be a gossiper. Tell the truth. If you're going to open your mouth, say something, tell the truth. And whatever you're going to say, make sure it leaves people better than you find them. Don't just be running your mouth for the mouth's sake. If you don't have anything to say, it's going to help people. Just keep it to yourself. I like this. Proverbs 17:9. Love prospers when a fault is forgiven, but dwelling on it separates close friends. People that can't forgive. Man, I'm never going to forget that. I'm never going to forget you. Well, you're probably not going to have very many friends then. You got to learn how to repent and forgive both of them. Proverbs 15:22. Plans go wrong for lack of advice. Many advisors bring success. 1 Peter 4:8. Ooh, this is good. 1 Peter 4:8. Most important of all, continue to show deep love for each other, for love covers a multitude of sins. What does? Love covers a multitude of sins. So what you have to learn in this is that, I used to tell my kids, trying to help them be social and have friends, get to know people at school. I said, out of the bunch of your heart, your mouth's going to speak. You got to watch what you feed on, what you listen to music-wise, what you read book-wise, what you watch on TV, because out of the abundance of the heart, your mouth's going to speak. So this is in Matthew 12:34. says, "Oh, you vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. But an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. But I say to you that every idle word when men may speak, they will get account of in the day of judgment. For by your words you'll be justified. By your words you'll be condemned." People are going to remember what you say. Leave everybody better than you find them. Say something positive. Encourage them. You know, you're trying to make them better. James 1:19, "You must all be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry." Quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. Ooh, that's so good. I like this. Job 32:21. He says this, "I won't play favorites or try to flatter anyone." Job 32:22. "For if I tried flattery, my creator would destroy me." God, even Job realized God doesn't like flattery. He didn't like that at all. Psalm 5:9, "My enemies cannot speak a truthful word. Their tongues are filled with flattery." Psalm 12:2, "Neighbors lie to one another, speaking with flattering lips and deceitful hearts." Don't ever get caught up flattering somebody else. Speak the truth. Don't gum flap anybody, because half the people know you're telling the truth, and the other people are going to know you're lying to them. Proverbs 26:28, "A lying tongue hates its victims, and flattering words can ruin people." Proverbs 28:23, "In the end, people appreciate honest criticism far more than flattery." You hear that? People appreciate honest criticism far more than flattery. Proverbs 29:5, "To flatter friends is to lay a trap for their feet." Whoa, that's not good. Jude 1:16, "These people are grumblers, complainers, living only to satisfy their own desires. They brag loudly about themselves. They flatter others to get something out of them." Oh, that's not good. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 through 5. It talks about 19 kinds of people to stay away from. Stay away from people who love only themselves, who love their money, who are boastful and proud, those who scoff at God, use God's name in vain, say bad things about him, those who are disobedient to the parents, ungrateful people, those who consider nothing sacred, unloving people, unforgiving people, those who slander others, those who have no self-control, crude people, those who hate what is good, those who betray their friends, man, you don't want that, those who are puffed up with pride, those who love pleasure rather than love God, and people who act religious, but they reject the power that can save them. From such people, stay away from. So God said it clearly, from such people, stay away from. I like this Proverbs 1:22. "Wisdom calls aloud. She raises her voice in the open square. She cries out at the corners, at the openings of the gate. She speaks her own words. How long will you simple people love your simplicity? How long will you scorners hate scorning? How long will you fools hate knowledge?" Even in Proverbs, he's already picked out the more basic kinds of people. He said, do what's right. Do what's right and say what's right. I like this. Two great commandments. Matthew 22, verse 37. Jesus said, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. The second one is equally important. Love your neighbor as you love yourself." Love your neighbor as you love yourself. I close with this. Proverbs 18:24. There's so many more scriptures, but I love this. "A man who has friends must first show himself friendly." A man who has friends must show himself friendly. Then the golden rule, Matthew 7:12, "Do unto others what you want them to do unto you." You got to learn how to be friendly with people if you're going to have friends. Leave people better than you find them. Whenever you meet somebody the first time, I know you're trying to pay attention. Well, what's your name? Where you from? And why should I know you? Whatever you're going to do, leave them better than you find them. Jesus left everybody better than you found them. He was a friend, and he's our friend. Let's learn to be friendly, guys. It's going to increase our life. It'll increase the power in our life, the effectiveness of our life. Leave people better than you find them. God bless, guys. Thanks for listening today. Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.